This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell was telling us about weakening demand for oil globally. Turns out the movement of all kinds of stuff is slowing down. The World Trade Organization has cut its forecast for global trade growth this year in half. Back in April, WTO said international trade would grow 1.7% in 2023. Now it's walking that back to more like 0.8%. Savannah Marr is on that one.
Back in the spring, the WTO was betting that a couple of drags on global trade would let up. First, inflation, says Jacob Kierkegaard with the Peterson Institute.
I think they were very clearly expecting inflation to come down faster than it has.
That didn't go as planned. Rising interest rates meant to tame inflation, put a dent in U.S. consumer spending, and even more of one in Asia and Europe.
There are some economies that are teetering at the edge of recession, countries like Germany, for instance.
That's Ishwar Prasad, a professor of trade policy at Cornell. Plus, he says the war in Ukraine isn't letting up.
There is some doom and a fair bit of gloom in the air.
Meanwhile, the world's largest exporter is in the middle of a real estate crisis.
I mean, China is just massive. So when they sneeze, you know, the rest of the world can get a cold, right?
Christine McDaniel at the Mercatus Center says the strained property market in China is hampering that country's much-anticipated pandemic recovery. All that means fewer goods moving between countries, which Jacob Kierkegaard with the Peterson Institute says is generally not a positive indicator.
Trade makes you richer, and it tends also to make you more productive.
But the WTO still has some optimism left. It stands by its forecast that global trade will rebound in 2024 with 3.3% growth. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.